sitting shiva now, you know. And this two Minchas Chinuch here, we are starting his famous kuntres called Musar Shabbos, the Shabbos canopy, Petra Shabbos. And it's old kuntres, they put it aside as a separate sefer for people learning the Sefer Shabbos. They buy it and they have some commentaries on the bottom, but they're all printed here in the regular Minchas Chinuch as well. Dine, says the Minchas Chinuch. Ra'isi v'noso nelibi cute lashon baruch shuelas levar halamitas malachas avos chutz toldos, that would be limitless work. The open aleim b'shabes skila the koras v'nezit v'shoge katas kavua v'alohoda, when you have a suffix if you did a malacha or not hashem tolui. Also, Alamites Malachas Kulam Behelamechod is one period of forgetfulness, meaning you didn't realize anything. This is not good. Meaning you didn't realize anything in the middle, one period of forgetfulness. But Chayav Lamites Chatos, if it was Shigigas Malachas, it's not that you forgot it was Shabbos, but each malacha you forgot that you didn't know, or you forgot that this malacha is also. The chiddush is, of course, because it's only one lav, well, sasa kol malacha. But still, that's called, you learn that from a pasuk, it's called chiluk malachas. But the malachas are considered different averis, even though they're all under the heading of lo sasa kol malacha. And it was done by Behelamechad. So if normally if a lav is done multiple times by Behelamechad, you only bring one chatos. If it was done by Shnei Halamos, that you realize in the middle, so then there's no chiddush that you bring different chatos, because even if you eat chalev and chalev, in two periods of Halamos, you bring two chatos. So here, it was done behelamechad, but b'shigigas malacha chayav lamites chatos. Kainim osa of the tolda shall of acher. Chayav shtayim. The chayim shtay tolda shall shnei avos chayav shtayim. Ayin Rambam perik zayim b'shkadas halacha vav. Ki hatoldos ka avos l'chayav al hatoldos gam kein achatos. Ach, all of this is in contradistinction to him also of the toldos of the Helamechad. You didn't know that it's told of the Helamechad, so that's like Ochal Chelev Bechelev the Helamechad. It's like you did the same Avera twice. And Achayev Ola Achaz Avikosam Molocha Achaz Beis Pomim.
I'm
not sure what he means. He might mean something like Levashel and Ofer, which is, you know, the of itself is really Mavashel, because that's Malacha.
It's Mamani.
It's on the money. The Malacha that was done in the Mishnah was Mavashel. But Ofer is more than just a Tolda. It's maybe he means that. Well, you have Zoreya and Notea. You plant like a sapling. So it's more than a Tolada, but it's not exactly the of Zoreya. Maybe I assume that's what he means when he says there's such a thing called Me'en Meleches Ha'av, but the Adav Yosem he told them. Halelu HaMelachos in Mikvatu Ba'asiyah Achas Me'en Harbe Avos Ol Toldos Mucholokim Chayev Al Asiyah Achas Harbe Kibinyan HaMelachos. Oh yeah, so
one Maisa that's Chayev several Melachos.
mean, if they come together in one action,
yeah,
but they're different ovos and different okay. So it's like you did different ovos with one action. You could plow and plant with the same action and bring two katos. Ubezus Hashem Yuzbar Chavor Echad LeEchad Kmo Yishchoshim Rabbeinu Agadol Harambam Perik Zayim Mishabbos Halacha Aleph for Ovos. The toldos nechshavim beprokim haboim. We will talk about the toldos, I guess. Uviyam Kippurim v'yom tevavor b'mekomam is with Hashem and Parshas Amar. The toldos nechshavim gam ken. They're also enumerated the Mishnah Perek Hal Gadol. Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. The toldos nesboru b'shas harbi b'perek zeh in kol gadol b'prokem acherim v'atzorfen kolecha b'siyata d'shmaya. I'll try to put everything together in one place. U'v'goy The limud is that they're the ones that were used in building the Mishkan. That we do know. There might be a machlok about particular malachas. A machlokas, but we know that it's the malachas that were used in building the Mishkan. That the limud tells us. The limud of Masechet Shabbos, that it's the ones that were used in building the Mishkan. What? No, there's a limud from the smichus that it's how they know exactly what to count. I don't know. I don't know if it's Allah Moshe Messina, it's Mashmah in Bubba Kamad, a little, it's a Svara, whatever was a Chosh of the Loch and the Mishkan, whatever was a substantial or a significant Loch and the Mishkan, so that's a Nov Malacha. Aleph, a Harisha. Kainu Barambam Perikzayin Alocha Aleph, that's first. The Mishnah Sham, the Mishnah Shabbos, Nechshav Hazriya Barishayin, it counts planting first. The Barchina Begemora Bamed Beis, the Gemara indeed, and the Sechah Shabbos asks, Michtei Mikrav Karvi Bereisha, first you plant, first you plow. Listen, Karish Bereisha, so let it say, plowing first. The Mishnah was stated in Eretz Yisrael. The Zari Bereish of Ahadah Karvi. I think this means they had a plow twice.
Yeah.
Had a plow, but the ground was so hard that even after planting, so that letting the seed take root in the ground, they had a plow a second time. In the Rambam, the Dabar Shemini Grove Olam, normally, I think that's what the Gemara means. Because it's hard to believe they planted first and then plowed for the first time. But the point is that the main harisha that made the ground roi to plant was the second one. If I'm right. But he says, the Rambam is medabek v'minigro v'olam, the mikras karvi bereisha, the normal thing to do is to plow first, and that's your plowing.
How can a chosiv a harisha berishona?
Vayin Rashi give you a maskal beretz Yisrael. Because of kosher he. When the yochel of chasos, they can't cover the seed. Lo charisha. Vashmina dohanami charisha he. That's Rashi's lashon. Nira Midvarov, so Michal Shchinuch now is explaining, Rashi, who's explaining to Gemara, that the reason it says Zariah first is because Eretz Yisrael they plowed second. So Rashi says, so he's explaining Rashi. The Vadi Eretz Yisrael Chorishim Gamkein Reisha Chola Olam. Eretz Yisrael also, normal people, they plow first. However, Achar Hazriyah, Chorish and Old Palm, they have to plow a second time, because that, in order to cover the seed, you have to cover the seed with earth, to have it disintegrate and take root.
So, why is it different?
Because it's harder ground, because the ground is much
harder than other
people. Yeah. Vashmina na Mishnah, and please let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
Vashmina na Mishnah, so the Chiddush of the Mishnah, so according to Rashi, why does it count after the second Harisha? So let it count already the first Harisha also. So the second Harisha is Vashmina na Mishnah, Shal Pam Shmina na Michaya Vishum Koresh. It's also called Harisha, even though it's not the first. A breakthrough of the ground. So it turns out, according to this, that you are oizer for the first Harisha, but the reason the Mishnah counts the second Harisha is to tell you that you're also mechuyav for the second Harisha, even though it doesn't seem to accomplish maybe as much as the first, but it's necessary. In terms of softening up the earth, you cover the seed with it, so therefore it is Harisha. Pain calls of Arab Khan, Bavishna, the Bartanura, the Moya Karkakosha, the Horshu, the Zoru, the Hakakosha, the Horshu, the Chaya Vachrisha Shania Vachul. It came, the Cedar HaMishna, from the Mishna being the Sadeh. First saying Zriya, then Harisha, the Stai, then the Harisha Shnia. We learned the din of the second Harisha. Okay, and Lomu because of Harambam Din Zeh, the Harisha Shnia Nami Chai. So this is what the Menchat Chinah is bothered by. If that's a Chiddush, if it's a Chiddush din, by the Mishnah's Sidur, so why didn't the Rambam at least tell us that din? It's a din we have to know. Why did the Rambam tell it to us? The Tzorech L'Amdeinu Gamdinam HaNohogim Eretz Yisrael, the Rephatim of Amdeinu Dinam HaNohogim Bimei Bayez HaShlishi, Koshkin HaDinam HaNohogim Gamata. Ach Be'emes HaMishlam HaShmienu Zeh, Uchvi HaMabur Shom B'Shas, T'choresh T'chofer Melocha Achas, the aim of Rafuya Ara to soften the earth. Kena Rambam Shekosov said the Choreish Vahachofer Kan Balocha Beis Lachem Perik Ches Alocha Aleph Kosov Hamanakesh Hamash Vechayim Vishal Choreish. Anyway, there's other forms of softening the earth for different specific purposes, and those the Rambam does speak out. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Pshita, the Harisha Shnia Vaygora Vidvora Mehlu Vavadai Chayav the Hula Rafuya Yarom Kevin Mehlu Mishtama said Vudava Poshma Kain Ludukara of the Forest. You know, the Rambam, the din is anyway true and you can figure it out from the Rambam because of other cases that he says are Choresh. There's no reason for the Rambam to speak out specifically this din. Raisi Barashi Tsochit Nachman Zion Mugbeis Kabi Yishchoresh Harisha Achas. Gemara says you can plow like one row, it'd be over 8 lavim, or even less than one row. To be a maschal l'shviyis, kosav. So the Mishnah, the Gemara just enumerates the lavim cryptically. They just say which the one of them is shviyis, plowing on Shemitah. Kosav. The Eved Mishum Sotcha Lois Yisra. That's the Yisra of Shviyas. The Choresh told the Zoreya to go Choresh L'chassel Sazriya. That's what Rashi of Tzachar says. The Gemara, the Mishnah, it's actually a Mishnah, is talking about Yesh Choresh Harish Achas. One of the one thing on the list is Shviyas. You'd rather not Mechuyiv Malkus of being Choresh on Shviyas. Because it's not Michlal and Chav. Shviyas is much more specific about what's a lav. And although you might be wearing Aseyu of Mechoresh of Akotzer Tishbos, which may be talking about Shviyas, but there's certainly no lav on Harisha. So I guess that's why Rashi there has to explain that Yesh Choresh Harisha Achas. So it's a toldol zoreya because you're covering up the plant and you're allowing it to grow. The seed. But the Chambi Shabbos, Pirish Rashi, Deni Yochel Chasos below Harisha, Vashmina Dohanami Harishahi. The subtlety is that Harisha is softening up the land in preparation for Zriya. Preparation for the seeds to be able to take root. In any other case, the second Harisha is softening the earth and covering the seed. So in Tzachim, Rashi calls that like Zoreya, and in Shabbos he calls it Harisha. The Gemara calls it Harisha for second Shabbos. Achmevet Bavadei Havi Harisha. A Harisha Kazula Chasos have told us the Reya Gabke, because you're enabling the seed to take root. It's like you have a two for the price of one. You're enabling the seed to take root by softening the earth. So you're doing both. Chayiv is Reya Gabke. Ken Yesh Chilik. Turns out that the following Chilik applies. Bacharisha Rishayna calls Manshaloy Dizra, nothing was planted yet. Ain't a chayim rak Mishum Choresh, but Bacharisha Shnia, Kidei Lechasos Achar Shin Izra, Havi told us Zorea Gamke. Bacharisha Mishum Charisha Mishum Zriya. Saying they're both true. I've never seen a idea, but I really don't understand. We talk on the Rashi's our Foresh. What forced Rashi, the Foresh came? I mean, obviously, what forced Rashi to explain it that way? The Gemara in Tzachim. Mishum Kusha, because of the basic question. The Acharisha ain't a chayav b'shviyas. And Acharisha, you're not mechuyav. You're not mechuyav a lot, even if there's an assay. But the Mishnah is talking about how many malchus you get. Yesh Choresh Harisha Achas, and Shviyas is on the list. So Rashi's bothered by you don't get malchus with Harisha and Shviyas. So that's why Rashi had a turn things around and say it's Zriya also. Why did Rashi have to do that? Now, B'makas of Chafalif on the Beis, Mavur, Ayri B'mechate, the Havi Zoreya. Chen Kosu, Atoisus, Kandavir Maschul, Ushvias. not sure. I always thought mechapa meant covering the seed. So that is the second charisha. Put the second charisha to cover the seed. Mechapa is to cover. I want to say a cover up. You want to cover up a crime. You say mechapos. The crime. So I don't. You want to get maybe a Gemara Pesachim?
Okay.
Get a Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim. Get a regular Gemara for a change. It says, why did Rashi have to say that for B'makas Chafala is talking about Mechapen? Oh, apparently, the Chachinik is learning in Rashi that the Harisha is not covering up the seed. They're softening the ground in order to cover it up. But why would that be Zoraya?
Eric Israel, the exception.
Yeah, but why would that be Zoraya? It's just a preparation. You're just preparing it.
So the seeds are not there?
Seeds are there.
So then you cover them mamela. Covers them mamela.
It covers them, I don't know what the chinuch was. So that's mechapa. Oh, he says there on the bottom. When the chinuch assumes in Rashi that when you chayrish to soften the earth so that later, afterwards, you'll be able to cover the vera. That's a harisha, which is a tolda of zriya, even if you're not covering the zera with that harisha. That's what.
So every time you do harisha, it's also zriya.
You always do harisha before there's any seed in the ground.
Yeah, so
you're not softening the earth in order to cover the seed. You're softening the earth in order to plant the seed.
But there's a future. You have to throw out a refuge.
Okay, we don't have to spend so much time on it. The Minchas Chinuch, others learn, I see he says on the bottom, that that is precisely what Rashi and Sochem means. That the plowing is covering the plant. And that's why it's a told of Zareya. Minchas Chinuch apparently learned that the Choresh, the source of the earth, in order to plant at a later date. And that's a told of Zareya. And he was bothered by, so why didn't Rashi say you're covering the seed? Okay, let's learn it. It was obvious that he's learning. It was real funny. Abamis of a bakas of kafala of the days before diary from a chape that you are covering up the seed. That is hereya. V'chein kosru atoysis kam divir maschul ushvius. V'chein pirish Rashi divir maschul v'chalayim v'keren. Because that's one of the lavin is kalai and bekeren, so they're also the only mechuyas in zoreya. So what does it be chorei? So it has to be that you're covering up the seed, you're plowing zoreya. Menolei l'Rashi the harisha kedei l'chasol. This is how the chasinuch is learning a Rashi. Who told Rashi that chorei in order to later cover it up? How will they told it is real? Okay. The gamble seemed the most. What?
It's an Eretz Israel. Is that too?
Yes, it's an Eretz Israel. It could be in Turkey also, maybe.
No, but it's too narrow. The whole difference. The North says that he brought it before. In Eretz Israel, you had to plow twice. The rest of the world did you once. Well, so the second plowing.
He's saying
really
the Gemara in Makkah says it's the whole question arises from the way he's learning in Rashi. He's saying the Gemara in Makkah says the Farish on this very Mishnah, on this very din, that it's talking about that the plowing is covering up the seeds, and therefore it is Zoraya. And the seeds are not going to grow unless you cover them with earth. You covering this. So why did Rashi have to say what he said? But Rashi only says what the Memchaschidim says. He says according to the Memchaschidim. Others don't learn Rashi that way. Others learn that Rashi does say what the Gemara and Makkos says the case is. The gavels he made the maskeen of my cut of gimel am an olive. But the shviyas ain't no chayav al toldo. Not that the shviyas have no concept of toldo. You're only mechuyav on the ovos. You're only mechuyav on shviyas on what the Torah mentions is also. Zeria, Tizmo, you're not mechuyav on toldos. Ain't chayav kan al korchok mishu mechafe. So that must be the case. You're covering the seeds, Avi Zareya Mamish, the low tolda, and not the Chorish of which Rashi speaks, which ends up being a tolda of Zareya, but for Shvias, you're not even the Chorish of tolda. Tarachian Divri Rashi. Okay, so again, it's only Tarachian, the way he learned the Rashi. Akal Kamponim, he says, Ladina Soyvi Rashi came, the Harisha Lachasos, Avi Le Tolda Zareya. Chayav Shtayim, Choresh Mishum Zoreya. The Vale Al Choresh Gamkin Chayav to Mavur Khan. The Rambam Sosa the Lokos of Rakharisha, the Yavur Old Lakam of Lacha Zoreya, Siat and Ishmael. Mavur Gemara Shom, Tono Achoresh, Lahachofer, dig a hole with the Choresh, I think it's raking. Kulon Malacha Achasain. Because of Rabban Khan, very Zion Allah conveys. Vainu Shayna told us. So here's an example of they ain't Malacha Achas. Not really a told us. It's so close to the main thing that it. Again, it's like Ofer with Asher. Here. The Choresh and the Chofer. And the Choresh are all really up there with Choresh. You can't really call them Toldos. Vainu She'enan Toldos, Rakavi Ovos Kacharisha, Kaleilu Havi Charisha. They're all forms of Charisha. Vihinei, Beis. Beis in Malacha number one, Charisha. Should we make him memorize all the Lama Test Malachas also?
Yeah.
Beis, the name Malacha Zu the Charisha, I know the Choresh, the Shia Royal Israel. I am Shabbos Perakaboyna, Dafkum Gimel Amal Aleph, Charisha Kosu the Maikozi, the Bizra the Crow, the Kavosa, Amal Choresh the Tsunma in a rocky place, Shane Royal Israel, and the Chayim from Choresh. Choresh is very specifically connected to a subsequent planting.
What's a Tsunma?
Tsunma is a hard rock. Very, very rocky, hard. Tsunma is a rock.
Like coast. Like burnt coast.
So if you plow there and nothing will grow there, so you're not mechuyav in Charisha. You know, Charisha, it'll sing in itself. No. It has to be to prepare for Zriah. Rakaita the Mabi Ara, the Royal Israel. A master Gumos Basode, you fill in holes, you fix the land, you fix the earth, but the purpose of you fixing the earth is to make it Royal Israel. Chayim Bishop Choresh. The Babayas, if you do that in the house, Chayim Bishop Bonin. But if you do it in the field, it's Choresh. Haino the Bayas ain't all Israel. It's Wafre Harisha. They call it because they have a Yeshua Shom. I ain't Gimel on the days. I ain't Shom. Okay, we'll stop here. What?
No, so in the Gemara it says that inside the house
it's bone. Yes.